All right, good afternoon. I'm Chairman Brett Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 1:30 meeting agenda item, meeting with Facilities Director to provide direction regarding road construction surrounding the courthouse campus.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Yeah, so working with Oakland Construction and on this new sheriff's office, they are wanting to start a little bit of road construction in front of the courthouse or to the side of the courthouse on off of Albany Street and 12th, just a section. So I did provide a map here with Des's help, kind of put together some highlighted areas of where some of the streets will be closed. The closure, the map that I got from City of Caldwell was so convoluted. There are so many different things on here, so we figured let's do one ourselves so we know what the what we're talking about, because the other one is very, very confusing. Again, they will be working on kind of the southeast corner of the courthouse. Kind of the employees' door where probably 75% of our employees come in. This will be blocked off because when we do this when Oakland does this work, so they're going to work on the storm drain, but they're actually going to take the concrete all the way to our exterior doors and put new all the way out into the street. But this is kind of uniform with like downtown Caldwell, where it has the kind of the bump outs, so kind of slow the traffic down for our safety, for just safety and everything. This is kind of our long-term plan around our campus, but this is just an initial early start with Oakland kind of doing this. So so in front of you, kind of just states a little bit, 12th Avenue will be closed on the north or south side of the railroad to the north side of the railroad, but there will be just a small section there, but you can access the property to the our parking lot to the east, kind of the southeast corner of Albany Street there. So you'll be able to access that from our front courthouse parking lot. So coming down Albany Street, it will be open to the main entrance, kind of in front of the courthouse. The crosswalk will remain open for public employees and everything. But as you move down, so it does kind of show that it's enclosed, but the commissioners still can go through and park in their regular parking spots. We put it closed for now. They are talking about maybe having a throughway so cars to be able to get to this other adjacent parking lot to be able to go through. We're kind of waiting to see where they put these closed signs at. But if not, they still couldn't access this other parking lot through our front parking lot of our courthouse. So everything in red on this map is just showing kind of the areas that are going to be closed. Everything in green is going to show you the accessible points. So you can come down Albany from 9th underneath the overpass. Come down on Chicago on 11th, be able to access all those. The yellow is showing, it will say no through traffic. But on this yellow section, this is really for the just city, CPD, county, Nampa Police Department. If they have inmates or have somebody that they need to come in, that is going to still be open for county traffic. And so that way we can utilize the parking lots in front of JJC, Pod 5, and even in front of the jail. So all those parking lots will remain open. It's just not going to remain open to through traffic. So that's traffic that is going to go all the way across the railroad tracks. So it will remain open for so we can utilize these parking lots.
Chairman, Rick, can I ask a question? I guess if you want to, that's not a street. I'm puzzled by the railroad thing. So the closure across the tracks?
Yeah, so 12th Avenue goes all the way across the track.
Right.
So we're going to close it on the far side of the track. So that way, because again, that's not open to through traffic. So for employees or the public coming into the courthouse, they will have to go over 10th Avenue or go down to 9th and then cut over on Albany.
Because that, like, I think that's important. That's not an access that runs in that northwest across that back parking lot. That's just a dirt
Yeah, so that's kind of, that is paved right now, but that's kind of on the backside of our parking lot. That is kind of the Union Pacific, even though we park along the rail on the backside. That still is a pretty good opening where traffic could go through and then cross right there if they need.
Okay. Well, I guess that's my question. So they can actually cross through there. Yeah.
So that the green shows that it's open for traffic to kind of get through. Again, this is a project that's probably going to last about 3 weeks, estimated 3 weeks. One of my biggest questions I wanted to get this in front of the board is with access for our employees. Like I said, 75% of our employees probably access this kind of this southeast door here. Talking with the captain, even his staff is kind of over that runs the front security, the front door. I did ask, I'm like, if board approves, this will affect a little bit of probably the sheriff's budget. Would they have obtain the idea of opening up at 6 because we have staff that comes from 6 a.m., you know, till 8 pretty much in the morning, if they would be willing to open up the front entrance, but only way employees are able to come in is if they show their badge, and then we'll keep the public out until 8 o'clock. And so I've kind of worked with the captain on that to see if we could come up with something like that. My concern is not too long ago, if you remember, on the kind of the west side of the building, sheriff's hallway, we took a whole bunch of individuals out of that hallway just for security reasons. And so now really our own main entrance into here is just the front. And if it's not the captain and sheriff's staff maintaining that door, I mean, I'm willing to have my staff kind of run that door and let people in. But again, the captain's kind of agreed to kind of help me out on this one. So I just want to kind of get the board, kind of see what the board's thoughts are on this, and the captain if he has anything.
No. My suggestion is we would have security staff there, and my court sergeant just requested that everybody did have their badge visible as they're passing through. Some of the departments really don't want the public up there before 8 o'clock, since their offices aren't quite open yet. So
understandable.
Public's still out, but allow employees to come through.
So on the judge's entrance door, so the door just to the north, that will remain open. So judges can still park in their parking lot, come across. So some of the staff wants to park on this side and come through the judges. If they have access through the judges, then they can come in that way and up to the clerk's office or whatever they got there. So again, just this front door will be closed for that 3 weeks.
So Chairman, as a follow-up, I'm confused. Are we suggesting that we put a badged officer at this east door? No, just out here.
Would be closed.
There, thank you. That's what I needed to hear. Yeah.
Is this a contractor or is this the city of Caldwell?
No, this is our contractor.
Our contractor.
Construction, yeah.
Okay.
And this is just what we have to do to maintain and meet our permits and our requirements through the, you know, our plans.
Okay. That's helpful.
So, and I'm trying to get, I want to try to get this all completed before it gets later in the year here, before the weather gets worse and everything. So this is kind of a good time to get this rock and rolling. And we are off on that Monday, the 13th. So,
Chairman, I am saying this carefully, but I think I'm in favor of what's being proposed to have a badged officer where the employee, I guess if they don't remember, they'll have to go back home and get it, whatever that looks like. But there's a bigger security discussion, I think, that needs to happen overall, probably not for the public record. I'd be interested in a more in-depth discussion with Captain and Sheriff on that. But I think this is the right move for people that I guess need to access the courthouse before it's open at 8 o'clock. I'd be in support.
So we have a three-week period. We'll have jury trials during a three-week period. Those mornings are hectic, so if you're only going to have one opening, we better work with courts and find out what days those are going to get scheduled.
when I think the email, if we were gonna send something out advising employees, is maybe a suggestion they get here early, because they're trying to get in the same time as those guys.
It's gonna be a nightmare.
Nightmares.
Yeah. How are you gonna prove I'm on the jury? You don't typically bring anything with you.
Right. Mr. Chairman, that was my question, is are the current employees gonna have to go through the metal detector and all that?
John, they wouldn't have to.
Okay.
And that's what, Commissioner, I think that's the main focus point on this, is employees need to have their badge. So I'll work with Constituent Services, get an email put out to the county.
Okay.
And we'll probably do one for the county, and then I'll have them do a separate one for the just our public.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of just stating access points and for the public, but then for employees, access point and to the courthouse, time and what's going to be asked of them. And just requesting, make sure they have their they have to have their badge on, or they're going to be denied out of here. They will be not granted access into the courthouse.
Not before 8 o'clock. If they came in after 8, we would run them through just like the public if they didn't have a badge.
Okay.
They'd have to go through the Scantron and X-ray machine, all that stuff.
Still in favor.
So the yellow line only represents that it's not a through street where law enforcement is going to be using that for the Sully Port.
Yeah, and judges and still just office staff, employees that park on, maybe that work in juvenile detention at the Juvenile Detention Center, JJC, or
okay,
any of those locations can still park in that parking lot. It's just they can come through. It's just not a throughway for the public.
So it's our subcontractor that's digging up the street and responsible for patching it back up.
Yep. So they're going in, and they're going to do new ped ramps at the corners, so kind of on the north side of the intersection there. Pretty much this corner here and this corner here, and then they're doing new storm drains on both ways. And then right here for crosswalk, for safety, they're going to do, that's where they're going to come out into the street a little more with the bump outs. And so that was just a requirement that we asked them to do for just for safety. And that's something future, that's what I want to do countywide,
okay,
around our whole campus.
Are we going to conduit for future lighting or not?
I wish we did. We don't have anything in there right now. Anywhere.
Rut row.
Yep.
And Chairman, I had a conversation with Director Britton the other day. There was a proposal to have a BID, a Business Improvement District. This was probably 4 years ago.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, you're correct. We were about 4 or 5 years ago, well, pretty much when I kind of took over, so about 4 years ago, I was working with City of Caldwell and the Public Works Director at that time for an LID. So they had a local improvement district that they were working on. So like the city would pay 60%, we'd pay 40. But we'd continue there, kind of look all the way through our campus. And so it's lighting, bump outs, you know, just everything for the streets, sidewalks, all that. Last thing I heard from the local improvement district that their contract ran out. And so they were looking for somebody to looking for a new contractor for that LID. And that's the last thing I heard about it. So, but I have reached out a couple times on it to see where they're at. And I believe Chief was with me when I've asked this with the Public Works Director a few months ago, and they're like, well, we're still looking into it. So
Mr. Chair, you bring up an interesting point. Would this be a good opportunity, if they're going to rip up the streets, get conduit laid across 12th and across Albany to get to those parking lots for future fiber optic, power, lighting, cameras?
I mean, we can put some conduit in, but I mean, we're really still going to be digging. There'll be a lot of, maybe not so much digging, but there'll be a lot of boring underneath in the future, I mean, to kind of get through. So, I mean, I can ask our contractor to add a couple of conduits in there, but we don't have a plan what direction, how are we going to move forward. In the street itself, there's already some 4-inch conduit for fiber that is, you know, we've worked out before for the sewer, with that sewer project. But even if I put a conduit or just kind of a chase way, I mean, it could help us in the future, but I mean, I don't have a master plan on this at all. So it kind of depends what direction we really go.
Mr. Chair, just a follow-up. Because there's two pathways going across 12 for fiber optic communication. There's one going across 11th and Albany in that corner.
Yeah, right there.
I was just thinking we don't have any pathway for electricity to get to that forefront of that parking lot. If they're going to be ripping the street up, are they taking all the asphalt out?
No.
They're just
doing a small section around
okay.
the corners.
All right.
They might take some of this asphalt out from here to here, just past the crosswalk. So maybe a 75 to 100 foot section. That's all they're doing right there. And so that's just meeting the city of Caldwell requirements. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of, if I put some conduit in there, it's probably not deep enough. It's not as deep as it should go. There is a kind of a meter and stuff that feeds these lights, and that might be a future plan. We've had talks with Idaho Power about doing another transformer on this back section. Maybe this back corner of the parking lot, or even this back corner, you know, to bring power forward for the sidewalks to do proper lighting around our campus. And then we could feed all of it, but we'd have to it's still trenching, it's still boring, it's still all that moving forward. And I think this is where talking about our own zoning district too would really be useful for us, because then we don't have to go through the city and meet those requirements. We could have our own requirements where, okay, here's what we're gonna do and push forward. Because if I did any work right now, even on our own property or on our sidewalks, it's all running through the city of Caldwell. This is a goal, though, a goal of mine here in the next year or two. I want to keep pushing forward on just the safety and security of our staff and for the public in these parking lots. I mean, it starts with lighting, but it starts with cameras, and that's one thing we're pushing heavily for right now is cameras. But doing even as we run this for lighting, I can add extra conduit stuff in there to do hardwired cameras out in the middle of our parking lots instead of like a wireless access point. It is a goal, and, you know, again, it's a budget thing that we need to kind of look at. But for now, I just want to kind of get with you guys and see if you guys are good with pretty much the captain and his team helping run that front door from 6 to 8. It's an extra 2 hours, so.
It's like authorizing a root canal. But if it's needed, we better do it.
This is the only way I see that, you know, for our employees to get in.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to come back across that other way.
No, I agree.
Sure.
Yes.
One question, is there's a lot of employees that potentially could go out at 5:30, you want to come back to work if they're going to go get some food. So how are they going to get back in the building if they leave for dinner and come back? That needs to be communicated somehow between at least 5 and 8, because I know sometimes the prosecuting attorney's office works late.
When they have their own access, that
fine because we got the backside.
That right? 11th Avenue site is not going to be a problem with these guys, but I guess with working with constituent services, I'll just bring that up. If there's, say, maybe a jury trial is going late and you need access back in, you got to please let me know, and I can arrange a staff member to kind of wait around and pay that staff member to kind of wait for them to finish up or to grant them access back in. But again, that's going to be only for employees. I mean, I'm not going to grant access for public or something coming in later. Unless it's requested by a judge or somebody. I mean, and I'm willing to, like I said, don't want to let people have access back to where we just took a whole, like,
right.
300 people out, so.
Chairman, aside from the prosecuting attorney's office, is there anyone else that needs access after 5?
I don't think there's many, because you've got the jury access back here with judges in the back hall. You've got the sheriff's office, they have that secured area, the PA's office. IT has access on that back side, so it's a low risk.
Yeah, so, and that's the way we want it. We want people to go home and not hang out.
We've ran the front door after hours many times over the years. If it's scheduled, we have no problem covering it after hours as well.
Let's just have a schedule. I'm uncomfortable with just having housekeeping man the doors. If you know, if we know that we've got people coming back and through, I'd rather have it.
Sure.
Yeah. Have an officer.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I think as long as it's scheduled, then we'll accommodate. But if it's not, I mean, that's kind of, they know what's kind of coming, right?
Right. Yeah, let's make sure that they're aware that it's coming and that their lack of planning is not going to be our emergency.
Okay. And if it is something where somebody forgot their key, you know, they can always call our own call and we can have somebody come down and let them in and walk them up to their office and grab their stuff and get let and just escort them through.
Right. Okay. All right. Okay. Did we beat this to death?
I think so. And Chairman, I think the messaging, thank you for agreeing to work with Director Williams. And hopefully, I mean, if you forget your badge once, that's probably enough to remember it the next time.
Well, and if you're coming through a side door, I mean, you have to have your badge now to get in. So
right.
People carry them. So
correct.
But again, I just want to say a thank you to, you know, Sheriff's Office and Captain and just being willing to help out in this 3-week period or so. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. Yeah.
That's kind of all I had on that. I just want to let the board know what's kind of coming and I'll work with Assistant Services and get that email put out. Probably work on it with them this afternoon.
Okay.
That'll be a really good improvement with what you're talking about on crosswalks and what Oakland's proposed to do. And they have demonstrated that they run on schedule. So,
yeah.
All right. So let's take a brief recess before we go to the next agenda.
Thanks,
Greg.
Thank you.